In 1981, the chickadee checkoff was added to Minnesota state tax returns to make it easy for people to contribute to the Department of Natural Resources non-game wildlife program. My husband and I have donated a chunk of our tax refund every year, but for the first time ever, we're not going to donate on this year's return. One of the most charismatic of all non-game birds is the sandhill crane. When I started birding in 1975, it was uncommon in Minnesota and Wisconsin. When I moved to Duluth in 1981, local sightings made the birding hotlines. A huge amount of work by a Wisconsin nonprofit organization called the International Crane Foundation and lots of work by Audubon and the DNR Non-Game Wildlife Program brought the species to its current levels. Indeed, the Non-Game Wildlife Program uses the sandhill crane as the poster child for the non-game program in the northwest region of the state. Yet last year, in a secretive move preventing debate or public comment, the DNR designated the sandhill crane a game species and opened up a hunting season last fall in the Northwest region. Yet even today, April 6th, 2011, the DNR Non-Game Wildlife Program's webpage for their Northwest region still uses a photo of the sandhill crane in their solicitation for funding. I'm not anti-hunting, but I do not buy the argument that hunters are conservationists. Every time a proposal is made to require non-toxic bullets for deer hunting, hunters fight it tooth and nail, despite the huge body of data showing that eagles and other scavengers are poisoned by the lead. Hunters fought tooth and nail against banning lead shot for waterfowl hunting, even though so many waterfowl as well as eagles were dying of lead poisoning from swallowing the shot as grit. Hunters still fight tooth and nail against banning lead shot in upland areas. Steel, copper, and other non-toxic shot and bullets are more expensive than lead. But what percentage of a hunter's overall hunting budget goes for bullets or shot compared to all their other costs? Their paranoia about anti-hunters and their fears of the government taking away their weapons make them so unyielding that they harm their own families. Lead bullets fragment into such tiny pieces that many food shelves no longer are willing to take venison because of the lead levels in even clean-looking meat. I'm not opposed to hunting, but I am opposed to sandhill crane hunting. These long-lived birds mate for life. When one is killed, it not just takes one statistical entity out of a population, it breaks the heart of the mated crane whose body and brain chemistry suffer the same stresses that a human in mourning does. I understand that others disagree with my viewpoint about this, but that is exactly what a public dialogue is supposed to expose, both sides, with a fair decision based on a fair hearing. Hunters complain that anti-hunters would use the debate to criticize the sport without realizing that their fervent and smug dismissal of non-hunters is every bit as sweeping and unjustified as the fervent, smug dismissal of hunters by anti-hunters. Meanwhile, the specifics of this particular issue, the changing of status of a non-game species whose population increases have been entirely due to forces outside hunting revenue, is a specific issue that deserved discussion. Many of the people working in the non-game program deserve our support, so I feel terrible about this decision, but I just can't see this as any less than a betrayal by the Department of Natural Resources of everyone in Minnesota who understood the word non-game to refer to wildlife protected from hunting. I'll give my money to people who understand this simple definition. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.